Mel, good evening. What can you tell us?
Well, you know, we've been talking about this cold weather for the last 3 days, and I know Heather and I talked about it a couple days ago, and we were not expecting any reliability issues. About 10 minutes ago, we received an emergency alert from the from MISO, which is the independent system operator that controls the transmission system and generation for a multi-state area, including Arkansas, and including North Arkansas Electric. And what they have asked us to do is to ask all of our members to conserve energy immediately, and that would be to curtail or at least rotate the use of major appliances, which would be clothes dryers, dishwashers, ovens, anything like that that uses a lot of electricity, and also to set thermostats back 2 to 4 degrees. Now, again, this is a region-wide alert. This is not just a North Arkansas Electric alert. This is an alert for a multi-state area. And the conservation measures on a level 2 alert are to avoid rolling blackouts, which would occur if the conservation measures are not met. So, again, that's the breaking news from our standpoint. We just received it, so we're going to try to get the word out to everyone. I can't speak for Entergy. I don't know if they're in the same system that we are, but I believe they are. But I'm sure they'll be getting information out soon to their customers as well.
Mel, it may be a little early to ask this, but do you know if there's any kind of timetable on how long we'll be needing to do this?
What I saw just a few minutes ago was from now until about 10 o'clock tonight, which you typically see the heaviest usage during cold weather, and especially with the cold temperatures we've had and the winds between now and 10 o'clock at night. And then you also see it early in the morning between 5 a.m. and about 9 a.m. So that's my guess. It's going to be from now until about 10 o'clock tonight and from 5 until 9 in the morning. Now, let me stress, we are not to the point where we're going to have rolling blackouts. But I will say that is entirely possible based on this alert we just got. And here's the, excuse me, we had been told all day long that the system was in great shape. And as far as I know, it still is. Apparently, somewhere in the Midwest, some generating station has gone offline. That's the only thing we can figure out. Now, it's not one of ours. But again, all this is interconnected between states and between utilities. And when one generating station, even though it may not be in Arkansas, comes offline, it causes a problem for multi-utilities and multi-states. That's what we're assuming has happened, but we don't know that for sure. What we do want to avoid and hopefully will avoid are any kind of rolling blackouts. If we were to have that, those would be in one-hour increments, and it could hit any. It would not hit our entire service area. We would have to pull a substation offline for an hour and then put it back online. So that's what could happen. That's not what's going to happen. So we're going to hope that these conservation measures work, and we'll be getting back with you.